Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers. This week we have two words to consider, humiliation and exaltation. We use these two words together to talk about what Jesus' life is all about, from when he was incarnate from the Virgin Mary and made man, through his ascension into heaven, being seated at the right hand of the Father, and that final step of Jesus' exaltation will come on the last day when Jesus returns in glory to judge the living and the dead. Let's talk first about Jesus' humiliation. When we talk about that word humiliation, we often think of feeling ashamed or embarrassed. It's not really the aspect of the word we're looking at here exactly, but it's more that part of the definition that refers to someone being reduced to a lower position. We think of Jesus' humiliation as humbling himself. Jesus, the very Son of God, God himself, humbled himself so that he might become one of us, so that he might become true man. This is what Philippians 2, 5 through 8 is talking about, where we read, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." Jesus voluntarily gave up being equal to God. He emptied himself and took the form of a servant. He humbled himself even to the point of death on the cross. During this time, Jesus did not fully use his divine powers. This is what we call his humiliation. Jesus' humiliation begins with his conception, when he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and then born of the Virgin Mary. We think about Jesus' birth, and when we think about that, it's important that we see beyond the manger to the reason for his birth. It was to go down those steps of his humiliation that would eventually lead to his death on the cross and his burial in the tomb. In Mark 10:45, Jesus states the purpose of his coming into this world. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus came to pay for our sins with his life, and by his death he reconciled us to God. Jesus humbled himself so that he could be put to death to save us from our sins, as 2 Corinthians 8:9 states, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich." We are poor before God. We cannot pay for our sins. But Jesus gave up the riches he had as God and became poor, so that through him we might become rich, and we certainly have become rich, as Jesus, by his humiliation, has earned the forgiveness of sins and eternal life for us. Jesus was born to poor parents in a stable, not to royalty in a palace. He took the form of a servant rather than becoming a king. He suffered and was beaten at the hands of the temple guards before Pontius Pilate. He was condemned and crucified as a common criminal and buried in someone else's tomb. Jesus humbled himself in enduring all of these things. But of course, this is not the end of the story. Jesus now also has been exalted. We read Philippians 2, 5 through 8 before, which describes Jesus' humiliation. Verses 9 through 11 describe his exaltation. "Therefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus' exaltation began with his being made alive and continues even now. It is a period in which Jesus now fully uses his divine powers. After Jesus was raised from the dead, he appeared to many people. These many appearances of Jesus after his resurrection assure us that he really did rise from the dead. Jesus' resurrection assures us that Jesus is who he claimed to be. As Romans 1:4 says, "Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead." The resurrection assures us that our sins are forgiven. Romans 4:25 says, Jesus was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. And we have the assurance that because Jesus was raised from the dead, we too will be raised. Jesus says in John 14:19, because I live, you will live also. And Jesus says in John 11:25 and 26, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus ascended into heaven. But his work on our behalf isn't finished yet. He sits at the right hand of the Father, where he continues to intercede for us, as Hebrews 7:25 states. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. As we meditate on Jesus' humiliation and exaltation, we find much reason for comfort. Jesus' humiliation shows us his willingness to empty himself and become one of us because he loved us so much. He did this so that he could save us from our sins. His exaltation then proves that God the Father accepted Jesus' sacrifice for our sins by his raising from the dead, and we now have the assurance that Jesus is still with us and continues to intercede on our behalf before the Father. So let's rejoice in all that Jesus has done for us as we wait for his exaltation to be complete when he comes again to take us home. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.